We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and we are in the first section, the Chelek Rishon, and the first chapter, and we'll pick up in the second letter. We're learning the laws of the mitzvahs of giving loans to our fellow men, and we had seen that there's a mitzvah to give a monetary loan to our fellow men, and to ensure that our fellow men doesn't fall and become impoverished. Sometimes one loan can make the difference between his falling flat and his business collapsing and his being able to make it through tough times. So now the Chafetz Chaim adds, v'da od, and you should know furthermore, the lav davka halva'at ma'ot, it's not specifically giving a loan of money, tehu adin, the same holds true, the mitzvah la'ashilo kelav, u'shar chafetzav ka'yotze bazeh. There is also a mitzvah to lend our instruments and our objects, just like there is a mitzvah to give a loan of money. These are all parts of the trait of being a kind person. But that's what God wants of us. As the verse says, God, the prophet Micha tells us, seeks our acts of kindness. So part of being kind is to lend, not only give a monetary loan, but also if your neighbor needs to borrow a hammer, or if your neighbor needs to borrow an iron, whatever they might need to borrow, to lend them your instruments as well. Yeah?
What does the halacha say regarding interest rates? It was allowed to charge interest?
So, the basic halacha, the Torah says that a Jew may not take interest from a fellow Jew. A Jew may not pay interest to a fellow Jew. And just as a Jew may pay interest to a non-Jew, a Jew may collect interest from a non-Jew. But from a fellow Jew, you're not allowed to pay or collect interest. Now that's the basic halacha. What about corporations? A corporation isn't an entity, really. You invest your money in the bank. The bank gives you interest. Who's paying the interest? There is no human being that's paying you the interest. So that goes into a whole separate discussion about the entity of a corporation or a company in halacha. And is it permitted? Is it prohibited? Do we view company as a mass of people? Or do we view it as its own entity? That's its own discussion. So anyone that wants has to look into the practical aspects of interest regarding the country he lives in and the investment or the place he would like to place his money. I mean, you want to take a loan to buy a house. You have to know how you do that. I mean, no bank's going to give it to you for free. So that's a separate discussion. But technically what it says in the Torah is that one Jew may not pay or collect interest from fellow Jew. Yes. Ubechesed kalul kol inyan, she'adam yechol le'tiv bazeh lechavero. And chesed, kindness, incorporates anything that one man can do good unto his fellow man. V'chasher nevar miyotz Hashem b'chelek ha'shishim na'ktuvim u'mamrei chazal. As we will expand on and explain, God willing, in the third section of this work, and we will prove it from verses and statements of our sages. Ela but shehalva'at ma'ot hi mitzvah gdola yoter mizeh, that lending money is greater than the mitzvah of lending your utensils. She'ala yesh mitzvah tasem yuchedet v'chanan, that there's a specific mitzvah in the Torah to give a monetary loan. So when one gives a monetary loan, he is fulfilling an overt, clearly stated mitzvah in the Torah. When one lends his object, so he's fulfilling the general principle of being a kind person, but he isn't fulfilling a specific commandment. Amru Chazal, and our sages said, Shemishu tzarain mi lehanot lacharim min chasav, whoever is stingy from giving pleasure, benefit to others from his wealth, uchshemafzirim bo sheyashir ezekri, hu meshaker v'omer shein lo, and when someone pushes him and says, do me a favor, lend me, he ultimately, under pressure, he lies, he says, I don't have it. On shohu, his punishment, our sages said, shengayim v'im al beito, that God makes him have the impure spots on his home, and because the house gets infested, he has to clear his house of his vessels, and everyone sees suddenly he's taking out the rake out onto his lawn, and he's taking out the hammer he says he didn't have out onto his lawn. Everyone sees all his utensils coming out of the house, and that's a punishment because he claimed he didn't have all these things in his house. So our sages said that that's one of the ways in which Hashem punishes a person who is stingy from lending others. And we will learn more details, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.